Environmental groups and business interests are not known for collaborating, but over the past 3 years, FedEx Express and Environmental Defense have been working on cutting pollution from FedEx's fleet. Yesterday, they announced the results of their project, a hybrid electric diesel delivery truck. NPR's Kathleen Schalk reports.
It looks like a FedEx truck and sounds kind of like one, but it goes 50% farther on a gallon of fuel. And Gwen Ruda of Environmental Defense says that's not all.
This truck will reduce particulate emissions, things normally you think of as soot, by over 90%, and it will reduce emissions of nitrogen oxides, which are a major component of smog, urban smog, by about 75%.
The truck emits less pollution in part because its small diesel engine burns less fuel. When it needs extra oomph, electricity from a battery provides it, according to FedEx chief engineer Jim Staffen.
Right now the diesel engine is running normally, and to the average person would not look any different than a standard vehicle. However, it is running the motor generator, recharging the battery pack so that you have electric available for acceleration from stop signs and stoplights.
When the driver brakes, as FedEx trucks do a lot, the energy gets captured and the battery stores it. The driver stops this truck and pushes some buttons. Ruda and Staffen grin.
Okay, what's happening?
Okay, well now we're in electric-only mode and we're in reverse and we're backing up.
The project was Environmental Defense's idea. FedEx's Jim Staffen says he was a bit hesitant.
The very first meeting we had, and I got Gwen's business card and it said Environmental Defense, and the one thing that ran through my mind is, why are we ever meeting with Environmental Defense?
But FedEx and Environmental Defense agreed pretty quickly on what they wanted to do, and then looked for manufacturers willing to take a chance on the new technology. Gwen Ruda says she wasn't sure they'd find any.
But I recall one of the suppliers sort of saying, you know, well, you're FedEx, and if this is what you want, I'm going to do what it takes to make this happen. And for us at Environmental Defense, that was sort of the moment where we're like, yes, this is how this is supposed to work.
These trucks don't come cheap. FedEx plans to buy just 20 of them by next year. But if they work well, the company says it could gradually replace its whole fleet of 30,000 delivery trucks with these hybrids over the next decade. FedEx hopes to save enough on fuel and maintenance costs to recoup its upfront investment. Utah Republican Senator Orrin Hatch, who came to see the hybrids unveiled, says federal incentives could help. Hatch is sponsoring a bill that aims to sweeten the deal for corporations.
It would accomplish this by providing temporary tax incentives to overcome the market obstacles of the cost of advanced technology like this and alternative fuel vehicles.
Other incentives are underway as well. Earlier this week, United Parcel Service announced plans to add 2 fuel cell delivery vehicles to its commercial fleet. Its partners in the project are Daimler Chrysler and the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. Kathleen Schalk, NPR News, Washington.